Ladies and gentlemen.
Clear the studio. It's time for pro wrestling, dress wearing, metal singing, Aussie J-rocker, Lady Beard. Learn a new wrestling move, how to rock a Lolita dress, or just get the new trends from Japan. This is Lady Beard's Kawaii Connection on SBS Pop Asia.
Hello, Australia / rest of the world, and welcome to Lady Beard's Kawaii Connection on SBS Pop Asia Radio, or on SoundCloud, or other podcast-friendly destinations, if you're listening to this like it's a podcast. I'm your host, Lady Beard, and I'm very excited to be with you here today. Thank you for joining me for the next hour or so. Wonderful to be here. Guys, I don't know if you realize, but today is the 28th of June. We are just about halfway through 2016. We're just about there. It's 2 days from now. That marks the 6 month down mark. We're halfway through the year. How about that? How's your 2016 going? You having a good one? I hope so. Tell you what, it's been a weird one, hasn't it? 2016 on a global level. It's been some pretty hectic things going on. You know why? Year of the monkey. That freaking monkey running around, squealing with his high-pitched voice, making trouble, stealing fruit and other non-perishables from campers and trail hikers. They should all be locked up, the monkeys, including that British group from the 60s. Yeah. Anyway, oh, guys, tell us, okay, I have no intention of turning this into like a political show or a current affairs show in any way. So I promise I will never do anything like this again. But just quickly, what's going on with this England leaving the EU thing? Is it just me or did that happen incredibly quickly? I mean, I don't live in the UK, so I don't know. Have you guys in the UK been talking about that for years and now finally it happened? Because I feel like I heard the word Brexit for the first time about 3 weeks ago and now it's happened. And then, like, the day after, a bunch of English people said, yeah, you know, I voted to leave, but actually I wanted to stay. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on, England? That frickin' monkey. Guys, how's your 2016 been? Why don't you let me know using the hashtag SBS Pop Asia, Lady Beard. Guys, we have a huge show for you today. As usual, we've got J-pop news. We've got a big one for Lady Beard's Avengers. It's been a big week. Also, I'll review my 2016 so far, tell you what I think of it. Welcome back to Kawaii Connection on SBS Pop Asia. Hashtag SBS Pop Asia, Lady Beard.
Lady Beard's Adventures.
Guys, it's been a whopping week in Lady Beard land. Holy moly! Let me tell you all about it. So, I actually didn't tell you everything that happened last week on last week's show because we had, you know, pretty heavy stuff to talk about last week. So, I focused on that. But two Fridays ago was Muckeye Pro Wrestling. So, I told you guys about Muckeye Rehearsal, I remember. But I didn't really tell you about the actual show. The show was awesome. It went very, very well. So, my character, Lewis Froyce, I have a weapon. Because everyone's starting to get weapons. And so I got mine on the morning of the show. It's a 2 meter long sword. It's this enormous freaking sword. And it's shaped like a cross because the character, of course, is a missionary that was betrayed by one of his clergymen and all this kind of stuff. So I've got this enormous cross. And here's the situation, right? It's so huge. And, like, the cross section of the handle, like, the horizontal bit of the handle, is so long that I can't really do any normal sword techniques without that thing hitting me. The only way I can swing the thing is to, like, hold it in one hand at arm's length and just hurl it with momentum. So, I've got this enormous flippin' sword that I'm swinging around the place. Before the show started, I said to the other wrestlers and the other actors, I'm like, yo, guys, when I swing that sword, get the hell out of the way. I don't have any control at all. I'm just like, nah, and then hoping for the best. So that was a lot of fun. And then straight after Muckeye, I went to Shanghai And I did a big shoot in Shanghai. As usual, I can't tell you what it is, but it was a big one. I'll be able to tell you in August what that is. However, I came back to Tokyo. Straight after getting back to Tokyo, I went into a photo shoot for my 2017 calendar. Yes! 2017 Lady Beard calendar, people! Went out and did a photo shoot for that. I was exhausted because I'd just gotten off the plane and pretty much went straight into this photo shoot. So every second that I had in the van when we weren't shooting, I was asleep. But I did this photo shoot. I think we've got some great shots. And my calendar's going to be available from September. Because in September, I have a photo exhibition. Holy moly, this is information overload, isn't it? There's so much in this segment. In September, my manager, Naoko Tachibana, and I are doing this photo exhibition in a gallery in Ginza called Vanilla Gallery, and it's a three-week-long exhibition, which is only Naoko's photos of me. Wow! Hey! Wicked, right? Wicked! It's awesome! So there, we're going to be debuting and selling the Lady Beard 2017 calendar. So, of course, we are currently going through all the shoots to prepare that. So, that was some juicy information you guys just heard, wasn't it? That's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. Cannot wait for both the exhibition and the calendar. They both could be wicked. After that, the next day after that, it wasn't the next day, but one of the things that previously happened in China, what to do with China, that I couldn't tell you about at the time, and I had to say, I did this big thing, but it's a secret, that got released last Friday, which was this Chinese app, this app game called Xiaonian Yongzhutuan, and Lady Baby was the image characters for Xiaonian Yongzhutuan. So we did PR for this game, basically. We're in the advertisements and everything. So the web advertisement got released, and it's awesome. I play four different characters. I'm like three heroes, and then I'm also the dragon, so I have to fight myself in the CM. Wicked. It's really, really cool. On Friday night, I did this live broadcast in which it was an hour-long broadcast in which it was live me playing the game online, so people were watching. I think in the end, how many people watched? I think it was 140,000 people were watching by the end of it, I think. More than that? 140? Okay, I think it was about that. So I'm playing this game. The whole game's in Chinese, so if you don't read Chinese, you're going to have challenges playing it. But it's a lot of fun. I think you can definitely get it on the iPhone, I believe. I'm not sure if you can get it on Android or not. But Ladybeard is in the game. Yeah, that's right, people. Ladybeard is in that game. It's so cool. It's this like, tile-collecting RPG-type game that you have to run along with this, like, merry band of heroes, one of which is Ladybeard, and they, like, fight bosses and whatnot, and, like, all the heroes can use their powers separately, or you use them at the same time to do, like, a super blast kind of thing. It's very, very cool. Ladybeard is armed. I'm wearing a maid's dress, as I do, wearing my maid dress, and I'm armed with a plunger. So I smack up these bosses, which are things like evil pig men, smack them up with my plunger. My special technique is jump in the air, front flip, smack you with my plunger. One more time, that's jump in the air, front flip, smack you with my plunger. I call it taking the plunge. And it's my special move in this game. So you guys can get online. You can check that game out. It is wicked. Very happy to be in that game. Very happy to be making that appearance. It's very, very cool. And then I was also on TV this week. I appeared on a channel called Amoeba TV. And I was interviewed on that. And that was a lot of fun. It was one of the most fun experiences I've had recording Japanese TV. So good job, Amoeba TV. Oh, big week. Then finally, to wrap the week up, Sunday night was the one-man live of my girl, Shiori Tomita. Ah, Shiori's awesome. I haven't seen Shiori in 4 months since we released Valentine Kiss together. She had her one-man, which was in Shinjuku Blaze, which is actually the same venue that we did the Lady Baby one-man in back in April. So Shiori had her one-man, and I featured as like a special guest appearance kind of thing in her one-man. I came on stage, we sung Valentine Kiss together. It was so much fun. It was so much fun, guys. Oh my goodness. Like, Shiori is one of, I think, of all the Japanese artists that I work with, I think she's probably the one that I get on best with. She's such a good girl. Like, we get on very, very well. I really enjoy working with her. She's very professional. She works very, very hard. And Valentine Kiss is a super fun song to perform. So, got to go on her live, do Valentine Kiss with her. It was really fun. Really, really fun. The place was sold out, so 800 fans. So, that was great. She smashed her live, by the way. Her live was 2.5 hours long. 2.5 hours. Whoa. That is a long live. She came off stage and I'm like, yo, you just did a 2.5 hour long show. She's like, did I? I'm like, yeah, you didn't know? She's like, no. I'm like, what? Is your voice okay? Is your throat sore? She's like, no, it's fine. I'm like, oh, all right, cool. What a superstar. What a superstar, man. She already told me to. What a good girl. And that is Lady Beard's week. Whew. It's a big one. It's a big one. Ask Lady Beard. You've got questions for Lady Beard, and Lady Beard has the answers. Questions. What is the question? It's the question that drives us driving. Drive. Golf. Golf. A game played with clubs. Clubs. Clubs and spades. Ace of spades. Motorhead. Head. Machine head. Guitar. 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 Motorhead. Machine head. Head. Guitar. Head. Machine. Motorhead. Lady Beard. So, I got asked this week, what is the most challenging aspect of my career, or the most challenging thing that I've done in my career? And I spent the whole week thinking about it, and I still don't have a clear answer, because honestly, my career has been a challenge fest. Like, I remember back a year or so ago, I was talking to a friend of mine about whatever I was doing at the time, and I'm like, oh, it's so hard, my goodness, yeah, gosh, so hard. And he said, well, you know, you were never really one for taking the road of least resistance, so it's just kind of you being you. And I went, oh, yeah, yeah, okay, good point. It seems like my whole career, it feels like my entire career has been just challenge after challenge after challenge. I think if I had to pick one thing that was the most challenging kind of field that I've had to deal with my career, I think it would be the languages. The languages really, for me, really are challenging. Like, you know, like I know people who are really talented with languages and they can turn up in a new place, in a new country, and without any real, you know, without really studying or anything beforehand, within a couple of months, they can just be, you know, blah, 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 just gibbering, jabbering on in that language, at like, you know, 90% fluency, which I am so jealous of, and I find so epically amazing. I am not one of these people. I have to work and work and work and work and study and study and study and study and then go out to the world and try and find people to have conversations with and just mess up and embarrass myself and look like a total moron and have people kind of look at me like I've got four heads, walk away and go, pick myself up and then go and do it again. So the languages really have been horrible for me. I think particularly in the way that I've learnt them, because German was the only one that I learnt at school. So with German, I got the proper structured formal education where you start at the beginning and you learn all the grammar rules, and that gives you a proper foundation for the language. With Cantonese, Mandarin, and Japanese, I didn't have that. You know, I showed up and I just had to figure it out. I mean, I had some lessons, but they were kind of with tutors rather than in classrooms, so I didn't really, well, I felt like I didn't really get structurally the right foundation. And so because of that, it's meant that there's just been so much, like I didn't have a proper foundation for the languages, and that's meant that it's just been, when I have a challenge, I don't really know how to solve it because I don't know the rules. So, and on top of that, I'm really not talented with the learning of languages at all. So that really just has been a massive struggle for me, trying to communicate properly. And then also, you know, doing all the other stuff in a foreign language, like, you know, performing in a foreign language, trying to apply all the performance skills, but doing it in a foreign language, it's very, very challenging. So that is the answer to your question. Most challenging part of my career, for me, the languages. They've been a real headache. Now, guys, we are halfway through 2016. So SBS this week said to me, yo, halfway through the year, we're kind of, you know, in the other SBS shows, we're doing a, you know, best of 2016 so far kind of thing. Why don't you tell us your highlights of 2016 so far? So, all right, that's a great idea. So, like we said before, 2016, world events have been intense and crazy, but we won't talk about that. I want to focus on Ladybeards 2016 and kind of take you through the highlights of my year so far. It's been a massive year, guys, like last year and this year. Huge years, probably the hugest years of my life so far. 2014, 2015, 2016, massive years for me. Because really it was 2014 when my career really started to get going. So 2016 so far, I had to go back through my diary and remember what I did because, frankly, it's been such a whirlwind that I can't even remember what happened like the day before yesterday. So went back through my diary and I checked everything out, and a lot of really awesome stuff has happened this year, guys. A lot of really, really awesome stuff. I think the ones I'm going to give the highlights to are doing Valentine Kiss with Shiori, recording that and doing the music video and the whole process that went along with that of, you know, performing at the release events, at recording and, you know, doing the MV, working with Shiori, because as I told you before, Shiori and I get on great. I really like that girl. She's awesome. Everyone in her team is really awesome, really friendly, really nice to me. We worked with Sony on that project. Sony were fantastic, really took great care of us. And so that really was a massively rewarding experience for me. You know, I remember one day, like we did tons of PR and that was really satisfying. It was really, really a wonderful experience for me. So Valentine Kiss with Shiori Tomita, that is up there for my earliest awesome thing in 2016. The Lady Baby One Man, of course, happened in April, and that was a very, very big deal for me. That show was, it was an hour and a half long, and I'm quite proud of the fact that we got that show together. Like, it was a big operation, and I think about it from a personal perspective. An hour and a half is not a dramatically long show as far as shows go, but for me, you know, physically, of course, it's a very demanding hour and a half. I'm dancing like a little girl at maximum intensity and screaming the whole time, and I'm a 90-kilogram pro wrestler doing that, and I'm doing it all in a foreign language, so it's physically it's very demanding, mentally it's very demanding doing the Japanese the whole time, and, you know, emotionally, it's a profound experience, you know, it's kind of, it's almost spiritual, I suppose. You're kind of, you know, in the zone, and you're kind of in your own world, or I'm in my own world while it all happens. Huge show, really lots of songs, hit everyone as hard as I possibly could. Of course, and halfway through in the middle, I had to do Kung Fu as well. So that was really cool, and again, physically demanding. When we got off stage, it was, as in, like, the little breaks that we had during the show were sort of rests, but they're not really rests, because we're still changing costumes and doing everything, so I'm quite, you know, quite proud that we got through that show, and we successfully, you know, made a good go of it. It's a big deal, you know, I don't really know of very many other artists doing the kind of thing that Lady Baby does, and so to do our first one man, and for it to go as well as it did is quite a big deal. So that was very cool. A lot of other really cool stuff has happened in 2016. You know, I've done some really big projects. I did an advertisement for Lixil, which is a massive company in Japan. I did Oh, that was 2015. 2015, I did an ad for Google Chrome, which was huge. I did another really big ad, but I'm actually not allowed to tell you what it is because the release date got postponed and hasn't been released yet, so I can't tell you about that. But they were all very proud things for me because getting product endorsements and commercials within the Asian show business model, that's kind of the sign that you've made it, you know? It's that's kind of, you know, what they consider really making it. If you're representing a big company, whoa, you're doing a great job. So that's, you know, that's a very proud thing. The other really awesome thing about 2016, which I find deeply satisfying, is I'm now a frequent flyer. And I travel a lot, and I'm a total globetrotter, and I'm performing and appearing all over the world all the time. So I remember when I first moved to Hong Kong, I was on the airplane, and I really enjoy catching airplanes. Like, I really enjoy flying. So I remember I was on the plane, and it was all terrifying because I was going out into the great unknown by myself and just, you know, going out to hazard it and have a go. But I remember thinking, you know, I was on the plane, enjoying myself on the plane, and thinking, you know, one day I'm going to be really successful and I'm going to fly a lot. I'm going to fly a lot. I'm going to, you know, be a frequent flyer. I'm going to be catching planes 2, 3, 4, 5 times a week. Getting on the plane is going to feel really every day to me. I'm going to be using those airport lounges because at the time, you know, I'd never been in an airport lounge and that seemed really exciting to me. And now here we are, how many years later? Here we are, 11 years later. And let's just go through the list of places that I've visited this so far this year. So living in Tokyo, from my base in Tokyo, I've visited Osaka, Kyoto, China. I can't even remember how many cities in China because I didn't write all of them down, but several cities in China, Hong Kong, Kenting in Taiwan, Bali, Mexico, Texas. A week and a half from now, I go to France for the first time. Then straight after that, I go to Costa Rica for the first time. Then in August, I go to Canada for the first time. In September, I go to Arizona for the first time. Then in December, I think this has already been announced, so I think I can tell you, I go to Mexico for the second time. And then between now and then, I am certain I'll go to various cities in China about 100 more times as well. So I really fly a lot nowadays, and I really am, you know, I find that deeply satisfying. That really was a career goal of mine, and for many, many, many years, it was not a reality, and this year, it finally is, and I am very happy about it. And that's Lady Biz 2016 so far. Good stuff. I kind of went on a little bit of a session of reflection on my journey there. I apologize if I seemed like I zoned out and kind of went into my own world and kind of, you know, if I seemed in any way arrogant or anything. I really apologize. But that's, you know, that's really cool to me. Like, that was an 11-year-long dream, which finally has happened this year. That's cool. J-pop news! The very latest news from the world of J-pop! Pop my bubble! Snap, crackle, pop goes my heart! Here we go! Nogizaka 46. Nogizaka 46 are going to be publishing their second photo book. That is going to be released on the 5th of August. And what they're doing to release that is... okay, so, actually, the photo book is going to be made up of 5 separate photo books, and each one focuses on 3 members of the group. And for each one, they're going to have a launch event at which there will be 450 fans present, I imagine from their fan club. And the girls will personally give the book to those fans present. So, good job, Nogizaki 46. Tomei Shinto are going to have their last live in July. Aww, last live. They're coming to an end, which is a shame. But the girl idol group Tomoe Shinto. They're going to have their final live on Sunday, July 3 at 1 o'clock Japan time. And that's going to be streaming on Nico Nico Doga. So if you're a fan of them, I guess you can go on Nico Nico Doga and you can check it out. Kimura Kaila. They are making Kimura Kaila's making the music video for... Oh, sorry. They are making a new music video, and they have released a making of video for the music video, which has gone up on YouTube. And the new song is called Box, and the music video itself for Box is going to be released on June 30. So you can check that out there. Oh, it's only 2 days away, so you'll be able to see that really soon. But right now, you can go onto YouTube and you can see the making of for the video. So good job, Kimura Kaila. And finally today, the artist Zack, Z-A-Q, has released the MV for the title song for her new album. So the song is called No Rule, My Rule, and the music video, the short version of the music video, is now up on YouTube on the official YouTube channel of her label Lantis. So you can go and you can check that out. Let me tell you, people, Zack, the artist Zack, Z-A-Q, that girl makes some dramatic music, people. Holy moly. Guys, we're out of time. Time. That fickle old fool. Time. She is a hard mistress. She waits for no man. Time will tell. Time is the great equalizer, from the lowliest pauper to the highest of Russian czar. No man can escape time and her ugly grip. She will bring every one of us to our knees. We will all bow before the great Empress Time, and no one will be safe from her despicable aging curse. Yes, we're out of time this week, but don't worry, join me again next week for Kawaii Connection, where we'll have all the kawaiiness and all the adventures and all the gigginess and happiness that we normally have on this show. Thank you always for listening in, guys. I love every one of you. Just before we go, yo, I just want to say, for those of you who watch WWE, you will know that at the moment, the Cruiserweight Classic is happening, the first ever Cruiserweight Classic. I gotta say, I am so proud because I have four friends competing in the Cruiserweight Classic. Four friends. It's amazing to me. Four of my friends are currently appearing in WWE, which I think is fantastic. Ho Ho Lun and Jason Lee from Hong Kong. Those guys were both with me from, like, in the infancy of my wrestling career. Like, Ho Ho Lun was my first ever pro wrestling coach. So both of them really have taken their wrestling careers by the throat. They, you know, Ho Ho Lun established the first ever wrestling fed in Hong Kong. Jason was a big part of it. They both went to Japan to train. Ho Ho went all over the world, to the UK and everywhere else. They really have, you know, I'm very impressed with the way they've handled their careers. And now they're in WWE, so no one more deserving. God bless them. Good for them. Damian Slater from Adelaide. Slater! Very happy to see Slater in there. Slater's an awesome wrestler. And before I came to Japan, I specifically trained with Slater and his group at 01 Australia to learn specifically how to wrestle in the Japanese style, and what to prepare for regarding Japanese training, like what the kind of training they do is in Japan, and how to be prepared for that before I went. So, good job, Slater. Represent the homeland. I hope you do very, very well in the tournament, my friend. I hope it goes great. And of course, from Japan, the one and only Kota Ibushi. That dude, I think, is one of the best wrestlers on the planet. So happy to see him in WWE. He's so skilled, so talented. It's just amazing. Great to see him there, because a few months ago he announced his retirement. So I'm not sure exactly what he's doing in the E, but hey, you know, I guess his retirement can't have been the final word, because he's back in WWE, so good for him. I have no doubt he'll do very well in the tournament, so I don't even really need to wish him special luck. Guys, join me again next week for more Kawaii Madness. This is Lady Beard signing off. Thank you always for listening. Mina, everybody, stay happy, stay genki, stay kawaii, stay fresh. You see, I put an urban reference in there, stay fresh. And I'll see you all again next week. Mina, aishiteru yo. Love you all. Janne.
This has been another SBS Pop Asia podcast.
Download the free app for Android and iOS and tune in again.
Wherever you are. Non-stop.